Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With just over a month till Election Day, the first presidential debate is set for tomorrow in Cleveland. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in a 90-minute event to be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump again suggested that Biden has been taking performance-enhancing drugs, telling reporters,
"No joking. I mean, I'm willing to take a drug test. I think he should, too."
On another issue, President Trump says a report that he paid only $700 in income taxes in recent years is fake news. The New York Times reporting Sunday Trump paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17 and no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years and took big deductions for expenses. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
21 U.S. states now seeing spikes in COVID-19 cases, and it has health experts warning of an even more deadly fall and winter because of COVID-19 combined with the normal seasonal flu. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is among those concerned, saying this morning,
"I hope not, but we very well might start seeing increases in deaths. That's really something that I had discussed some time ago. It's something you don't want to be in a position like that as the weather starts getting cold."
He spoke on Good Morning America, one coronavirus model showing the U.S. could see as many as 3,000 deaths a day by late December. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale is being held at a hospital after barricading himself in his Florida home yesterday. Officers responded to a report of an armed male attempting suicide. His wife reportedly called the police after she said he threatened to harm himself. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California, the Glass Fire and the Zog Fire. Both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, and not because it's easy, because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen, and also because of what's standing in the balance of an America that is off track. And clearly we see this happening. I've got to tell you, I'm a bit off balance and saddened to hear of the news. I heard it briefly, and I had to process this for just a moment regarding Brad Parscale, the former campaign boss for the Trump campaign, down in Fort Lauderdale, not too far from where we are broadcasting. He was in a crisis yesterday, and his wife called and had him, I guess we can say, committed under the state's Baker Act that allows anyone deemed to be a threat to themselves or others to be detained for 72 hours for a psychiatric evaluation. And so our prayers are for Brad and his family and what they're enduring right now in this crisis, because in the midst of everything that's going on, Judge Amy Coney Bryant, Barrett, I should say, and, you know, chaos in the streets. It's about humanity. It is beyond the body politic. And our next guest, I know, would agree with that. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, joins us now. Pastor Phil, how are we doing?
Doing great, Bill. Good to hear you be back on today. And as always, it's a fresh week with fresh excitement and energy and a roller coaster of emotions in terms of what's happening in our nation, what's happening to individuals, and especially this matter of lawlessness we see in our streets every day.
Well, Phil, I know that you and Tammy were involved over the weekend with a day of prayer and fasting. The return was a big event in Washington, D.C. You also had Franklin Graham's prayer march taking place. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up. People carried, you know, the broadcast. From what I understand, it covered six continents, 154 countries, Phil. TVN, Daystar, CBN, PTL, God TV, Voice, I mean, you go on down the line, put it out there. Millions of people around the world got involved to such a degree that Pastor Jessup had told me last night, he said, we're getting calls from India and nations around the world saying, look, we want a return, for Israel, when Israel called, return India, you know, this movement that has been so ignited that you and I talked about even going into this, that you know, we have to do something. I mean, in and of our own power and authority, it is not working. And how about turning to God, huh?
Well, you know, the irony is that we think that we can't do anything except prayer, but there's nothing we can do but pray in some context, because if this is a spiritual issue, which I believe it is, ultimately, then we're contending with really the souls of men and women, boys and girls across the nation, across, around the world. And obviously we can politic and we can state facts, we can encourage people to be smart and all of that, but really when it comes down to it, prayer is one of the most selfless things you'll ever do in your life and one of the most powerful things you'll ever do. When you see those pictures just on the mall of people gathering for prayer, right, and realize these are not people that are trying to hurt somebody, destroy something. These are people who want the best for a nation and for a world. It really moves your heart, and it should move the needle on a lot of people who can look at that, who are on the fence and going, I don't know where I'm going this year in politics. But when you see that kind of dedication, that kind of commitment, it's got to move the needle, I think. What do you think, Bill?
Well, without a doubt, because, you know, to your point, it's an act. Prayer is an act of humility, Phil, at its core. I mean, you are saying, God, I don't have the goods, but I know you do. And we need the goods. We've lost our way here. And God, in tradition, in his promises made and promises kept, if you want to use those terms, he has been faithful. And he didn't, I mean, he told us up front, he'd say, hey, look, you're going to lose your way. But I want you to know that when you lose your way and you turn your face toward me, I'll come running to you. And I'll hear your prayer. I'll respect your prayer. I'll heal your land. And, which is, you know, from Second Chronicles 7:14, which was recited repeatedly and has been recited for the, you know, I would say the last couple of decades, Phil, you know, that we have been pointing to that verse because we've known that America has been in trouble. I mean, you know, we saw clearly, as Jonathan Kahn pointed out, a huge shaking that took place in 9/11/2001. And God, to his pattern of 19 years, came back to shake this country again with this pandemic that hit us. And then on top of that, in case we're not listening, how about we just, you know, we'll just unleash evil and allow lawlessness to run rampant in the streets of America. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and it really is evil, what's happening. And I think people underestimate what's really going on in this whole realm of just the demonic and spirits that are really power playing in this. You know, evil knows when there's an open door, and they will strike. They've been watching humanity since the beginning of time, and it doesn't mean that we're in this, you know, duality of God versus evil. It is God is always in charge. God is always. But he sometimes will allow it because of the rebellion of his people to try to move them, bring them back to God. You saw it repeatedly in Old Testament narrative where, you know, God was trying to get Israel's attention. They wouldn't. So he said, okay, I'm going to leave you to your own devices, see how well that works for you. And then there will be a drawing back. That endless cycle happens throughout, for example, the book of Judges. And
right.
I think we're living in some of those kind of period of time right now.
Yeah, without a doubt, because here we are. I mean, even the children of Israel were sacrificing their children. God said to them, says, you guys came up with ideas of worship I never even thought of. You know, is what the prophet said, because it was like, and here we are in today's America, 63 million babies and counting later that have been murdered in the womb of our women. And it's like America has shrugged. I mean, to such a degree that here we are considering replacing a Supreme Court justice. And what's at issue here is Roe v. Wade, that very instrument of secular sacrifice to a God of God only knows what.
Yeah, and you can really see that they're more concerned, I think, about the Supreme Court right now than they are about Trump. Because they know what it means, and they know how long it means that that's going to take place. that change is going to be at least a 30-year window, maybe 40 with her. And it's possible if he gets a second term, he could get one more in there. It could really radically change the court from an activist to an originalist overnight.
Well, my question is this what America really wants? Is this what they're asking for? My sense is that it is, but we'll see, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, I think America doesn't know what they want. I don't think they know the difference by and large, and I'm not...
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Pastor Phil.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, speaking of the Supreme Court, I think we can remember a bit here, you know, what Brett Kavanaugh went through. And a big takeaway for me was realizing how service was a big part of his life. And regardless of the bruising and the rhetoric, and this is what I was talking with Mike O'Neill, earlier, is that I've had it with this rhetoric that comes out of the mouths of Democrats talking about the illegitimacy of the Supreme Court. I mean, Phil, that's pretty arrogant, you know, to think that here's another branch of government talking about an illegitimacy of another branch of government. I mean, how dare her? How dare she speak like that in such divisive terms that, you know, and the next words that she will say is that, oh, it's all about unity. You know, we have to bring people together. How does a rhetoric, a divisiveness, bring people together on one hand, and then on the other hand, just because you talk about being united, that's somehow supposed to accomplish the goal? How does that happen?
Well, you know, if you want to overthrow a government or overthrow an idea, you have to discredit it. You discredit it morally, financially, whatever way you can. And ultimately, if Democrats can't turn the Supreme Court into an activist court versus an originalist court, what they're going to do is they're going to delegitimize it. And because really what they want is they want judges to act like politicians. They
want to do their bidding. Yes.
Yeah. To do their bidding. And you see it happening. And it happens on every level because there is no respect for authority. Therefore, even the authority that they swear to uphold has been disintegrating before our very eyes. And I really do believe that most Americans don't know the difference between an originalist and an activist court and what that means. But the result they do know, and they know that in 62 prayer was removed. They know in 63 the Bible was removed from public schools. They know Roe v. Wade, murder of unborn kids, and they know about the removal of the Ten Commandments from the public school law in 1980. That's just a few of the, I believe, activist moves you see on the Supreme Court. So just because they're good, solid people and likable doesn't mean that their politics and their ideology is not contrary to that of the Constitution of the United States. And I think we've seen that. You can look, there's a lot of bad decisions on the Supreme Court if you look at its history, and a lot of good. This is a watershed issue in my mind. If you get Amy in there, you've got, you've moved us into the originalist mode now, for at least the next, you know, let's say 15, 20 years, because the age of the court that's made up of originalists.
Mm-hmm. It might even convince the Chief Justice that he may have to adjust his ways and in fact do what it was that he said in his confirmation hearing. As you'll recall, he was the one that talked about, you know, the duty of the court was to call balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, if you think about it, the whole concept of a precedent being set, and we use this term all the time, I don't want to set a precedent. And it's almost like we're afraid to do something that's one-off, that doesn't agree with everybody that's gone before us. But if you think about it, if I'm following the precedent of bad decisions on a court level, on any level, then what makes that better than blazing a new trail? And I used to tell my kids all the time, you know, well, so-and-so, you did that for so-and-so. I said, I don't care. You know, that's different. Yeah. And we're so fearful of this concept, and yet right is right and wrong is wrong. What did the writers intend in the Constitution when they wrote it, and how do we capture that in our day? Because it is our guiding document. We're not
exactly
a republic. We're a constitutional republic, and that's a big difference.
And we have that, like we do the Ten Commandments, to remind us when we're off course. Like right now, Bill, people are looking to the sky. I mean, that's why they came out in incredible numbers for the return in D.C. and around the world, because they're looking up. You know, you might say, as the Bible says, you know, look up because your redemption draws nigh. Well, you know, there's a lot of breadth and understanding in appreciating what it means to your redemption drawing nigh. And this is an opportunity, this is a redeeming time for this country and the world to reconcile itself to the God of the universe, who says there will be that day when you will acknowledge me without exception. And if you really want peace, I mean, this is one of the things that came out, and I tweeted this out to Jonathan and Pastor Jessup over the weekend, you know, because we hear about, you know, no justice, no peace. Well, really, what it really comes down to in the middle of this is no Jesus, no peace. If Jesus is not in the center, you're not going to realize peace. And no, this is what I've come to appreciate. I mean, the bottom line, and I know, look, at, I understand Jesus still rankles people. If you want to scatter a room full of people, you say Jesus and watch them run. They just really resent the name of Jesus that one day, like it or not, every knee will bow to.
Yep, amen. You know, in the words of Ronald Reagan in a speech in 1964, one of my favorite ones, called The Speech, he said, you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. What great words that remind us of what's at stake before us today.
Yeah, it really is. It is a light and dark moment, isn't it?
It is. It is.
When it all
comes down to I really believe that those in light are going to shine brighter and the dark is going to become more obvious. That's what we're going to see.
Well, and that is our destiny. I mean, that's what God has spoken quite clearly, that we are to be light bearers to a dark world. And the incredible power of light, it doesn't take much to pierce the darkness, does it?
No, it doesn't. Well, I mean, light a match in a dark room.
You find
out really, really quick how little it takes to get this thing going.
So let me ask you this, because you posed this question regarding America's churches today. Are we experiencing what Russia did to their churches?
Oh, I believe we are. I believe that if you look historically what's happening in our world, there was a guy that wrote a book called The Most Wanted Man by the KGB, and his Tarachenko's his name, and he gave up an appointment at a naval academy for that very reason. They said, choose either God or your diploma. He chose God. And he spent almost 10 years in the gulag, and he still alive, lives here in California, and he basically said, I see a lot of parallels. I see this is exactly how it started in Russia. They said, don't gather, don't sing, spread apart, listen to the government, and it quickly turned to full persecution of the church because they did not wake up in time. And that's the reminder we have to keep in our hearts here. Church has to wake up. This is not... Well, what I see is a lot of religion and not much Christianity going on right now among the churches because nobody's willing to stand.
Right.
You know?
Even though we're told, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's the key right there.
Well, so how are the churches coming together? Phil, because I know you've been leading a bunch of churches there in California, you know, to come alongside to encourage one another, because, you know, that's what encouragement is a time when courage is needed. We need to be encouraged, and we can do this with one another. I mean, we hear what John MacArthur has done, what other pastors are doing. You know, it's just been crazy. I mean, I saw the other day where a lady was at a ball game. She was watching her child play in a game. And she was arrested. She was tased because she wasn't wearing a mask, and there wasn't anybody near her.
Right.
This is how crazy this has gotten.
Well, it's part of the whole cancel culture, if you ask me. You know, that we'll cancel anything, and the mask is the symbol of that which we cancel.
Yes. Well,
you know?
Well, if there was ever a time for the church, I mean, the church has always led the way. When you look back historically in America's rich history and you see where positive change happened, it was the church leading the way. And I believe that, you know, God is calling his church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. He's calling the church to activate, is he not?
Yeah, exactly. But they've got to get to the gate in order to fight.
Yeah, well, that you're exactly right. And it says the gates of heaven suffer violence and the righteous take it by storm, right?
Yep, and you've got to storm the gates.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get 2 bottles free when you order 2 bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy 2 bottles for only $49.99 each and get 2 bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With just over a month till Election Day, the first presidential debate is set for tomorrow in Cleveland. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in a 90-minute event to be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. At a news conference yesterday, President Trump again suggested that Biden has been taking performance-enhancing drugs, telling reporters,
"I'm not joking. I mean, I'm willing to take a drug test. I think he should, too."
On another issue, President Trump says a report that he paid only $700 in income taxes in recent years is fake news. The New York Times reporting Sunday Trump paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 17 and no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years and took big deductions for expenses. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, in this era of pandemics, you can mark up another one, and that is phishing. 1 in 4 Americans have fallen victim to a COVID-19-related phishing email. Are you aware of this? Well, David DeFore, from he's a cybersecurity expert, is going to be talking more about that. But let me give you a little bit more background on this. More than 25% of Americans fell prey to pandemic phishing, with so many Americans still working from home. An influx of emails and a general always-connected attitude, there are more opportunities for cyber criminals than ever. Think about it. Like distracted driving, many employees are doing distracted working, working while watching TV or doing other chores, making them less likely to pay attention to the important cues of phishing email messages. Webroot released a new report that shed light on what people know about phishing attacks, what makes them click on a potentially malicious link, and overall cybersecurity and cyber resilience habits in the time of COVID-19. The report found that companies and consumers are falsely confident when it comes to cybersecurity. David DeFore, welcome back. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm great, Bill, and it's great to be back. I know we talk about phishing quite a bit, but it's really a problem right now.
Well, exactly, and for the exact reasons we just outlined. People are home, they're always connected. We're really very vulnerable, aren't we, just by virtue of the current environment?
That's exactly right. And that always connected. We've seen that uptick. We've seen a 34% year-over-year increase in the number of emails, which not malicious, but email in general. And I would have never thought that possible, just the sheer volume we're getting now.
Mm-hmm. What about online shopping? How is that playing into this?
So a lot online shopping, you know, the general phishing MO is to send you emails from sites, you know, that Amazon, you know, maybe even Walmart or the, you know, drugstores, things like that. So online shopping is that with the uptick, people not going to stores. We're seeing a lot of threats there as well, simply because, people may have been purchasing. They think maybe I've got an order. They're going to click that link in the order. And that's what phishing is. They're trying to get you to click that link, either install something that shouldn't be installed or take you to a page where they try to steal your information.
You know, I think it's quite interesting that with all the online shopping we're doing, David, I guess from this report, it indicates that people are still a bit weary about hitting that button with their credit information. There's this sense of insecurity and maybe this idea that, gosh, I hope I'm not compromising something here. Is that what you're reading as well?
That is what I'm reading. And to be honest with you, Bill, I'm very happy to have people wonder about that. You should always make that second guess, and, you know, in the back of your mind, you should be a little bit suspicious, because it's really important that you're being aware of where you're entering your information so that those cyber criminals don't actually get it.
Well, the other thing I was really surprised in this report was that 3 out of 4, 76%, said they open emails even from unknown senders. There's no wonder that we're ripe for phishing if we're going to be, you know, guppies with our lips sticking out just waiting for a hook to, you know, snag onto, right?
That's absolutely correct, Bill, but I have to confess, you know, I'm guilty too. I'm in this industry, and with the work-from-home nature now, we're seeing so many emails come in. You know, maybe the customer you're waiting for that big sale from, and maybe they accidentally sent the email from their personal account. You know, maybe your family is trying to communicate more through email. So there's a lot going on in this new world we're living in, and it happens. We're getting a lot more email from people we don't know. And so you're right. It does put us out there more to be susceptible to these threats.
Well, and you also have a situation where, let's face it, you and I talked about this before. These scammers are really good, and they're getting better.
They are amazing. You know, 10 years ago, you and I would have been able to spot a phishing email. Maybe the English was bad. Maybe it came from someone that we've never heard of, and there's no way we would have clicked it. But nowadays, there are organizations sending out these phishing emails. They're applying psychological components to it. They're mimicking legitimate emails from legitimate companies, and it's become very difficult to be able to tell the difference now.
Mm-hmm. David, do we need another line of defense, so to speak? I mean, it's almost like you need a second computer or something to kind of, you know, keep it away from everything else, you know, all the other information that you kind of filter emails. And then if you find them valid, then, you know, send them to your other better secured email. Is that what this is coming down to?
That's a great suggestion, and it's a little bit of overhead, I'm not going to lie, but you're absolutely right. That I personally have my somebody who needs me to enter an email because I'm signing up for something email address, and I have my email address that I want my bank to know about, and I never, you know, switch the two. And that way I know that on my one with my bank, even though I need to be vigilant, I can be a little less vigilant because I'm very, very particular about who gets that email address. But on the other account, I'm probably not going to click anything on the emails I get there because I'm just using that because, you know, everybody makes you sign up for stuff with an email address. I may look at it, but I'm going to be much more critical of what I'm getting there and what I'm doing with that account.
Are you doing that on a separate computer or just a different email address?
So I use personally just a different email address because I have software that will actually try to identify phishing, things of that nature. And a lot of times for people, it's not very, you know, practical to do it on two different computers. If you could, that's not a bad idea, because if you accidentally clicked a link and that link accidentally installed ransomware and your computer got locked up, you'd be safe. So
yes.
If you have an older computer that is just sitting around doing nothing, that's actually a great idea to just get email on that computer. If it blows up, you don't care about it. You can get your nephew to reinstall the operating system and get you back up and running.
Thank God for nephews, huh? We love our nephews.
That's exactly right, Bill.
Well, we're talking with David DeFore. you know, a cybersecurity threat expert, and he's come on many times on this show. We're just so grateful for his information because he's helping us up our game here. I mean, you know, David, for the sake of convenience and all that we rely on when it comes to, you know, the internet and our emails and that sort of thing, you know, that does leave us a bit vulnerable, but we need to up our game because the fact of the matter is the bad guys are upping their game, right?
That's exactly right. And every day we're always seeing more sophisticated attacks. You know, one thing that we're all aware of now, but over the last 3, 4, 5 years, they really look at what's going on in the news, what events are happening around the world, and they try to tailor their attacks to that. So with COVID happening, we're seeing a ton of attacks around, you know, bad information on COVID. We're also seeing attacks around stimulus checks and things like that where they send you an email asking you for account information so the government can deposit your check directly. Believe me, the government is never going to send you an email asking for bank account information, so don't give it to them.
Right, and exactly, you know, here we are in this era of, you know, election season and, you know, the false information that's getting out there. You know, one gal was complaining about Facebook that they're biased against facts. I mean, and she made a good point about the integrity of elections. She says you can't have integrity of elections if you don't have integrity of facts. You know, and this is what this all comes to, whether we're talking about elections, whether we're talking about other things that we engage on a daily basis via the internet.
Well, that's exactly right. And sometimes I'm called a little overly suspicious of things, but you do need to kind of question everything, and not in a bad way and, you know, hide under a rock. But if you're getting an email or you're getting information on Facebook, understand where it's coming from. Do a little bit of a double check and just verify it. If it sounds outrageous, it probably is. Not always. I think we can all say things have been a little surprising these last few years.
Right.
But that does bring up another point, Bill. Phishing typically comes in the form of an email. But if one of your friends on a social media site gets hacked, malicious actors can use those to trigger phishing events as well. So you do need to pay attention on social media just as much as you need to pay attention to your email.
Exactly. We got to leave it there, David DeFore. Where can they go for more information?
You can go to webroot.com/click, where we have tons of information on how to protect yourself when you're online.
He's the cybersecurity expert, as you can tell, and always great to have him here on the show. David, have a great day. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
To Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I always love to hear from. I don't know if you happen to catch him on stage for the return in D.C. over the weekend. Boy, there's just something about how God has gifted this young man. What a blessing! What an incredible story, life story that he brings with him, and a heart for worship and love of God. Really special. With us right now, Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz joins us. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, what a weekend. I mean, Focus had Sea Life.
Yep.
You had Franklin Graham, the prayer march in D.C., coincidental with the return.
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands of people looking to the skies, looking to God, maybe because they're sensing their redemption is drawing nigh, as they would say.
Yeah, well, certainly you can look at the upheaval in our culture right now, and at the very least, I think that we can all agree, left to right, up, down, top, bottom, and everything in between, there's a lot going on right now, Bill.
Yeah. We got a lot of trouble here in River City.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't think there's any amount, number of politicians, like you say, Democrat or Republican, that is going to solve America's ill or the world's ills. And that's really what came out. And there was, according to the reports on the return, 154 countries tuned in, were represented in watching online or on TV through their expansive network. Millions of people engaged, I mean, to such a degree that Israel called in to Pastor Jessup and Jonathan Cahn, said, hey, look, we want to return Israel. We want to return India. I mean, this is really catching fire and, you know, amazing because the totality and breadth. See, this is the thing about when you turn to God is that you get more than you bargained for.
Yeah.
And you realize that, hey, look, it's not, you know, although abortion is huge, it's a big, but it's more, much more than that. And it's even much more simpler than that, than just, you know, peace and harmony in your home and in your marriage. I mean, it's just so all encompassing, which goes back to what the Bible tells us, you know, that it's peace beyond our own imaginings.
it is, and it's abundance. And when we think abundance, we think of material abundance. And
yes,
certainly God in his graciousness does bless some people with, you know, material abundance. But I think that what we're really talking about is an abundance of spirit.
Yes.
And I don't want to over-spiritualize, but I think that we're made to be filled. You know, David in Psalm 16:11 says, "You have filled me. You know, you have made known to me the path of life. You have filled me with joy in your presence." And though we are created by God to be filled by our relationship with him, and when we do not choose him, we can't help but choose a substitute that's not going to get the job done. And so, you know, I think at the core of the conflict in our culture is we have a group of people who understand that and a group of people who don't. And they're attempting to fill that space with alternatives that ultimately, even though they wouldn't necessarily agree with this, they don't get the job done. They bring death. They bring emptiness. And they bring the fruit that comes with that.
But to your point, Adam, I mean, and I believe that we all come to that crossroads. It may be at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, in the quiet of night, when you find yourself staring at the ceiling tiles going, is this all there is?
Right.
I mean, you know, there may be people kicking at the goads and just say, look, Adam, Bill, I don't want to hear about your Jesus stuff.
Right.
You know, I've had it. Well, you know, and okay, look, it's a free world, and you can choose not to. And you know what? God allows you to choose as well. He's not forcing himself on you.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, you know, to your earlier point, the reason that you're so restless and frustrated and realizing that you are not living up to your potential, because this is the way we're wired. We're wired in such a way that if we are not living on the purposes of God and how God designed us, there's points of irritation. You know,
right.
We can't get along with people. We're not happy campers. We want to, you know, burn buildings down. We want to go and ravage the very businesses that are supplying our friends and our neighbors, our own family members with a job. We just want to burn it all down just out of frustration and anger. But the bottom line is that you're frustrated and angry because you refuse to accept your God-given destiny, the very thing that you're longing for. And so you're in this just very strange and bizarre cycle of anger and irritation and everything that makes you no positive use to society, much less your family.
Well, that's true. And I think I'll even take it a step further, Bill, that obviously there is that for many of us. Now, some people come to have a relationship with Christ and they can't point to a certain moment. You know, they grow up in a Christian family, and that's a beautiful thing. Lots of others of us did have a point of decision where we make that initial surrender, but then it's an ongoing process of surrender, right? Like,
exactly.
I got up this morning, and what did I do? Well, I read the postmortem on how terribly the Broncos did yesterday, and I looked at the political news on Amy Coney Barrett. And those aren't bad things. It's not a bad thing to read the news or follow a sports team. But it's so easy for us to turn to those things first. And even in my own life, there's that ongoing daily set of decisions and values. What am I going to let shape my soul and be most important? And that's an ongoing process for all of us. And that's where the humility comes from, because some days I don't necessarily make the right choices. And not in like huge, you know, get in the news kind of ways, but just we're all being shaped, we're all being formed by the values that we hold and by the world around us. And that's why, you know, and honestly, I need to do this today. I didn't read the Bible this morning, but I'm convicting myself. I need to go do it right now, right?
Right.
And not because
in 4 minutes after we're done, we'll excuse you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's not because I'm on God's naughty list if I don't do it. It's not about legalism. It's about, am I letting truth infiltrate and saturate my soul in a way that changes me? And Scripture's clear. Paul says, you know, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the J.B. Phillips version says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. And man, 10 minutes on social media, even if it's well-intended, there's a lot of squeezing on social media. And again, it's not that we never go there, but we have to go there with the right mind and the right perspective, and only Scripture and prayer and involvement in our Christian communities accomplish that.
Yeah, when you realize what a powerful force our culture has become, especially in the light of this information age in which we live in.
Oh yeah,
we have lots of options, and
yep.
And I, like you, I mean, I have learned the hard way. I have to give those opening moments to God, especially in doing a show like I do.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm talking, you know, with geniuses such as yourself. it's just, look at, I couldn't do this show.
Right.
If I wasn't looking to God. To me, it's a tithe. It's a daily
right.
tithe of time
yeah.
to say, God, this is my sacrifice to you, because I need, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're my commander in chief, and I need my marching orders. And
oh, that's
for
right.
what I, all the things I was distracted from yesterday or in the earlier week, and of course it is tough, especially because of the breadth of topic matter that we deal with, ranging from issues of faith and politics and the culture and entertainment. It's okay, Lord, help me balance this out, and that when I talk about it, I'm doing it with you in mind, that I'm
Absolutely.
Not doing it out of my own personality, you know, trying to be cute or whatever,
right.
but that it's something that is going to enlarge other people and cause them to be encouraged to draw near to you.
Yep. No, that's absolutely right, and it's a daily process, and thankfully, you know, God's mercies are new every morning, so if you
Amen.
Blew it
yep.
today,
yep.
yesterday, last week, last year, the last 10 years, there's always
an
invitation.
Or an hour ago, it's okay.
Right. Exactly.
It's all okay. Let's talk about Sea Life.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit about this on Friday with
yeah.
Robin Chambers, and who was leading the way, and she was instrumental in this, and we were talking about Sea Life with Focus on the Family. Tell us about that.
Well, Sea Life is a one-hour documentary just about the reality that when people see an image of an ultrasound, it changes, or it has the potential to change hearts and change the entire conversation around abortion. And so this was our attempt to really put this on film. And last year, of course, we had the live event in New York City.
Exactly.
And we were going to do more of that this year, but COVID, as it's done with so many things, changed our plans on that. So you can go to focusonthefamily.com, and you'll find information about how you can still look at that, how you can still view that online.
And, you know, to your point, Adam, I think people are coming to the realization, because we are seeing life, because of the technology, and realizing what I'm hearing anecdotally time and again is women saying they lied to us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it is so revealing. Check out PluggedIn.com. You'll get the review on Enola Holmes, Ava, on the basics of sex. There is so much of available resources, and we're so grateful again to Focus on the Family. Adam and the team, great job on behalf of us people of faith who care about their families, Adam. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to...